Okay, Shalom Avrocha Rabbeisai. The topic that I'd like to discuss B'Siyata D'Shmaya this evening is a topic which I'm asked about from time to time. It's lighting candles al Tanai. A shaila which I get quite often is a person says as follows: I'm eating out this evening with my parents, I'm eating at somebody's house, it's a long walk for me to get from my house to this destination. Am I allowed to light Shabbos candles at home and make some sort of a condition and then drive to the destination where I'm going to be eating tonight and only be makabel Shabbos then? Does that work or does that not work? Am I allowed? Right. Very good point. And this child is particularly again on Kol Nidre, where people often light candles. Could be a man is at home lighting and he lights candles and he wants to go to shul for Kol Nidre. So to what extent is a person allowed to light al Tanai? So the source for this is Simon Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Yud. And the Ramah explains as follows. The Ramah says, V'haminhag she'oisa isha hamadlekes mekabeles Shabbos ba'adloko, that generally speaking, a woman accepts Shabbos upon herself when she lights the Shabbos candles. That's the default time that Bederach Klal, generally speaking, a woman accepts Shabbos upon herself. Now, does it work to make a Tanai? Does it work to make a condition? So the Beis Yosef brings a Machlekes Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch over here alludes to this Machlekes Rishonim. On the one hand, there's the Kolboy B'Shem Horaf, and he says, Ein l'cho kabola g'dayla mizu. He says, once a person actually does an act of lighting the Shabbos candles, it's such a powerful act, it's so obvious that they're accepting Shabbos upon themselves, that a Tanai doesn't work, a condition doesn't work. And therefore he says that you would not be allowed to light Shabbos candles on condition. However, the Agos Maimoni in Perik Hei B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir and the Mordechai in Perik Beis of Shabbos, they both say that just like you can do anything, many other mitzvahs with a Tanai, they say so too over here. One can light Shabbos candles conditionally, and therefore it does work. And the Shulchan Aruch brings the Yeshoimrim, She'emasne, Kodem, Shamadliko, She'enu Mekabeles Shabbos, Ad Shem Achazen Baruch Hu Moyel. Some say, first opinion he brings is Agos Maimonis, which says that it works. It works for a woman to light Shabbos candles on Al Tanai, but then he brings the call by the Yeshoimrim, She'enu Moyel, and some say it doesn't work. So how do we paskin? So the Ramah says over here, Imloishe Tasne Techilo, Va'afilu Tanai Belev Sogi. The Ramah says you can make a Tanai. He says we paskin like the more lenient opinion, the Agos Maimoni, B'Shem Rabbeinu Meir, and the Mordechai, that one is allowed to make a Tanai, and he brings from the Mordechai that one can even make this condition mentally. One doesn't even need to make a verbal Tanai. Normally a verbal Tanai certainly is more effective than a mental Tanai, but V'afilu Tanai B'Lev Sogi, it's even okay if she just does this in her heart, if she just does a mental Tanai. So therefore, so far, from the Ramah, it seems as though you can always make a Tanai. However, comes along the Mogen Avraham, and the Mogen Avraham is Cheshesh for the more Machmir opinion, for the more stringent opinion. He says we have to be concerned for the Kolboy, who says that really you shouldn't be able to make a Tanai. Why does he say that you have to be Machmir over here? He brings from the Ramah earlier in Sif Hei, And the Ramah says that what order do women normally light their candles and make a bracha? Normally, what do they do first? They normally first light the candles and then make a bracha. Now, normally you make a bracha before you do a mitzvah. Why is it that they first light the candles and then they make a bracha? So the reason given is because we're chayshish that it could be once they make the bracha, they've already accepted Shabbos upon themselves. That's how we understand the reason why it is that women first light the candles and then they make the bracha. Now, if it's so easy to make a Tanai, then let them make the bracha first, over la'asiyos, and let them make the bracha before they light the candles. Normally, it's much better to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. Let them have in mind that they're not actually accepting Shabbos now, they're only accepting Shabbos later. And then they can light the Shabbos candles, make the bracha first, and then light the Shabbos candles. The fact that Klal Yisrael doesn't normally do it like this, though there are many Sfarim who do it like this, but the fact certainly that Bnei Ashkenaz don't do it like this, we always first light the candles and then we make the bracha, that shows that we are choishesh for this more machmer opinion, that a condition doesn't help. And therefore, the Mogen Avraham says we do have to, in deference of the Kolboy, in deference of this more machmir opinion, he says, yes, the Ramah says you can do it, but you should only do it b'makom tzorach. You should only do it if you really need to. So therefore, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this in Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Mem Dalet, ve'ein lahasneis kim l'tzorach, me'achai sheish cholkin of a sovereign, d'loi mahani t'nai v'kanal. He says you can only make this condition if it's a makom tzorach, if it's a necessity. It's an important reason why it is that you need to make this Tanai. Now, what is considered a mokum tzorech? So, is davening mincha considered a mokum tzorech? If a woman needs to quickly light her Shabbos candles, but she thinks to herself, you know what, I still want to daven mincha. It's not shkia yet, I still want to daven mincha. Is that considered good enough? So the mincha shlema, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in Chelek Beis Siman Lamed Hei, Ois Ches, and it is in Karelitz, in Chut Shoni, Chelek Dalet, Perik Mem Gimel, Sivkotan Mem Gimel, Perik Pei Gimel, Sivkotan Mem Gimel. They say that davening mincha is an acceptable reason why a person can make a tanai. A woman can light Shabbos candles, and she should think, I'm only accepting Shabbos after I daven mincha. That is definitely an acceptable tanai that everybody agrees with. Okay, what is a tanai condition, which is a debated point? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was asked, is it acceptable for a woman to light Shabbos candles and then take a taxi to the Kotel Maravi? Right? She wants to daven by the Kotel Maravi. Is it okay to light Shabbos candles at home and then take a taxi or a bus? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach brought in Shmiras Shabbos Kol Chosa in Perak Mem Gimel Ha'ora Kuf Lamed Zayin, says that's not good enough. He says if you're doing it just that you can daven at the Kotel, he is not happy with that. And he says, no, better they should daven at home and don't go and daven at the Kotel. However, the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Simon Yutes, and Chelek Yudalef Simon Kafalef and Kafes argues, and he says that that is a sufficient reason, that's considered a Mokum Tzorech, to go and daven the Hashbos of the Kotel Maravi, that is considered a Mokum Tzorech. So we see here, that is one case where they argue about. Now, what is the most common case where this applies? Where a person is going to be eating out. They want to know, can I light Shabbos candles at home? And then can I go in the car and eat somewhere else? Am I allowed to do this? Could be eating at parents, or eating at friends. So the Arches Shabbos, Perek Chaf Zayin, in footnote Mem Aleph, addresses this question. And he says as follows, L'inyan anoshim ha-bzumonim el-hoireim ha-kreveim l'sodas l'Shabbos. Yeish l'vara b'chol mikra l'gufay, mosai choshiv tzorech l'inyan shiuchlu l'hadlik, He says that it depends when it comes to eating at somebody else's house. Is that really considered a mokum tzorach? Is it considered necessary for me to light Shabbos candles at home? A woman to light Shabbos candles at home, wherever it is, a woman, a man, if he's by himself, to light Shabbos candles and then make this condition and then travel by car. Is that considered sufficient if you're doing it for, you could say, for social reasons, to be with parents, to be with family? So the Orchas Shabbos over here says it depends. Each case is different. For some people, it's very, very important that they go and eat at somebody else's house. For other people, it's not so important. So he says, each case is different. Each scenario, sometimes it is considered a necessity, sometimes it isn't considered a necessity. He says, of course, he says that sometimes it's better not to light at home and make this condition, wherever possible, to go to the person's house. We will be eating the Shabbos meal and light Shabbos candles there. If you light Shabbos candles there, then that would be often the preferred case. Sometimes it happens, a woman calls up and she asks the following Shaila, what should I do? I'm going to be eating at somebody's house, but I'm only eating there later, and I'm going to be spending the first hour, whilst my husband's in shul, I'll be spending that at a friend's house, or I'll be spending that at my parents' house. So what should I do? So there we can't tell her to light candles at the place where she's eating, because she's only going to be going there later. So under such circumstances, it could be that, that like the Orchis Shabbos says, that in certain circumstances, it would be okay for her to light at home and to do this all tonight, that she's not actually accepting Shabbos until later, until she's ready to accept Shabbos. But one final point. Well, to light in the middle one, in this, you can only light either where you're going to be sleeping that night or where you're going to be eating that night. So to light at the parents where you're just going to be spending a bit of time there is really nishtahin and nishtaher. One final point that the Orchis Shabbos says, again in this same footnote, Mem Aleph, in Perik Chaf Zayin, he says, is she allowed to accept Shabbos upon herself and then Her husband will open the car door, he'll close the car door, she won't do any malacha whatsoever, she won't carry anything, she's really accepting Shabbos upon herself, and then she's going in a car, she's not doing actually any malacha. So he says, no, one shouldn't do this, because that would be a zilzal Shabbos, that would be a cheapening of Shabbos Kodesh, and that certainly should be avoided. So therefore, Hayotzi Midvoreinu, what comes out, Lamaskona, is that B'mokam Tzorech, we do rely on this Hagos Maimoni, who says that you are allowed to make a Tanai, but that's only B'mokam Tzorech, and there are different scenarios that are considered necessities, and V'yasu B'zeh She'elas Chacham, as the Arachas Shabbos says, depending on the situation. Shabbos should help us. We should all be able, the Shabbos Neiros is supposed to bring Shalom Bayis. One of the things they bring is Shalom Bayis. There should be Shalom Bayis in our house, and in Gantz Klal Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem.